The saying goes, no risk, no reward. But would you risk it all to be with your one true love? On today's case, Mr. Ward says he risked everything that was important to him, his family and his career, to be with the love of his life, Mr. Hebert. Now he's wondering if he's made a huge mistake. Mr. Ward says that over the last 3 years, Mr. Hebert has proved himself to be a liar, a cheater, and a thief. And he's wondering if he risked it all for nothing. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Ward versus Hebert.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ward, Mr. Hebert. Mr. Ward, you're in divorce court today because you say, after all the lies and betrayal, it's time to cut ties and end your relationship with Mr. Hebert.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Hebert, you say you fell in love with Mr. Ward the first day you met him. You're adamant about not cheating on your boyfriend, and you hope today you can prove your love and save your relationship.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Ward, I'm going to start with you because you brought this case. Why are we here today, sir?
Your Honor, I'm here today to put an end to this relationship.
Really? You walking in the door saying, I'm not solution-oriented, it's done.
Your Honor, I've tried everything. Mm-hmm. I've gone above and beyond. I've risked everything for him, and I've gotten nothing good in return. He's cheated on me, he's stole from me, he's lied to me, and still refuses to change his ways. I risked everything for him, and he does nothing for me.
So that sounds like a person who is tired of the BS. Mr. Hebert, what do you say, sir?
I'm here because he accuses me of all these things, and I don't agree with anything he says. I am loyal. I don't cheat. I've never cheated in my life. He has no proof that I cheated. So for him to say that I cheated, it's beyond me.
Mr. Ward, clearly some things have changed in your relationship. Why don't you take me back to how you met, and then what was the path that got you here to divorce court today?
Well, Your Honor, it's a little complicated. At first, I was very in the closet. And I come from a very Christian, conservative background. My family does not know about my lifestyle. So it was a big risk for me to come out.
Mm-hmm.
When I met Jared, we met on a dating app. And that first date, we went to a restaurant. We had a couple of beers, and it was great. He was awesome. He was, you know, sweet and polite and nice and kind. And then from there, it just became this web of lies and cheating, stealing, and I'm over it. I'm done with it.
Do you feel like you're being used in this relationship?
As sure as Tuesday follows Monday.
Oh, my goodness. So, Mr. Hebert, Mr. Ward is saying that he's been doing it all in this relationship and you've been using him.
Your Honor, I disagree. I am such a great guy, and I don't understand why I'm being treated like a villain, because I just...
Your Honor, Jared is my first openly gay relationship I've ever been in. I have also never exposed any of my relationships, especially not a gay relationship, to anybody that I know intimately, family, friends. Mm-hmm. My military friends.
You serve in the military?
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
On behalf of a grateful nation, we certainly do appreciate that you stand on the wall for us. Thank you.
And I've never been in love with anybody but this man. And I've given him everything, and he's given me nothing.
So I really want to know what the allegations are, because Mr. Hebert seems to act as if he is in a fog, not knowing why you are making these allegations. So why don't we start with what I consider to be one of the most serious ones, which is the thief. What makes you say he's a thief?
Well, about a year and a half ago, there was a couple of week period where he kept coming to me and he was showing me this wig that he wanted. He does drag. I mean, mm-hmm. I support his drag 100%. It's something he loves, that he's passionate about. And he kept this wig. But, I mean, it was $180.
Did you decide to buy a wig for him?
No, Your Honor, I did not, because I decided that my bills were more important than just something he wanted.
So you used good judgment.
I did, Your Honor.
Okay. And what's the problem?
I went to sleep that night. I woke up the next day, and I was going through my bank account, as I always do. I go through it every day just to make sure nothing fishy's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I had noticed a transaction for $180 to him from my account. And at that point, it was just so obvious. And so I confronted him, and he gave me a half answer, you know.
And what was that half answer? Did he admit to taking the money?
Eventually he did, Your Honor, yes.
Okay, so tag, you're it, Mr. Hebert. What happened to the $180?
I did take the money because the way I see it, his money is my money, my money is my money. I feel like him being the man of the relationship, he should provide for me.
What in the hell are you talking about? There are two men standing in front of me unless I miss my guess.
Yes, Your Honor. I feel like if we were in a straight relationship, I would be the female of the relationship.
You're not in a straight relationship. Excuse me. You cannot say that you want equal rights and equal access, but then want to fall into society's BS about what roles people play. Uh-uh. You don't get it.
Your Honor,
you don't get
to
have it both ways.
See the evidence.
Oh, there's more?
I brought receipts.
Mr. Hebert, you and I are going to have a problem with that. $180, you cash apped yourself.
I did, Your Honor.
From this man's account.
I did.
So, in your thought process, he's the, quote, man in the relationship.
Yes. And
so, he should be taken care of.
He should be taking care of me and...
Entitled.
I had access to the money. If he
didn't
want me to touch his money, he wouldn't have gave me the passcodes to touch his money.
Your Honor, I gave him the passcodes, yes. But... to use in case of emergency if I'm not able to access my stuff.
And, Your Honor, my wig was an emergency.
No.
It could have been sold before I bought it.
Your Honor.
I heard you. So, I can tell you right now, Mr. Ward, if it were me, I'd have called the police. He'd have been arrested. Because that is called stealing. You did not have access to his money to buy a personal item without his permission. That's not why he gave you the codes. I'm married to a man, and he does not say, go in my bank account and take what you want when you want. No,
Your
he
Honor,
does not.
He makes a lot of money.
That's Your Honor, I don't.
A little $180 is not going to hurt him, Your Honor.
So you now have your answer.
Your Honor, if that's how he looks, that's just incredibly disrespectful.
Okay, but Mr. Ward, you picked him. I didn't. When people tell you who they are, believe them the first time.
But that's not who he told me he was in the first place.
Well, right now, here in court, he just told you who he was. He says that he expects that you play the role of the traditional male and you take care of him and his money is his and your money is his. That's what I heard. Robert, did you hear that?
Word for word.
He guilt-tripped me into sending him $385 for his rent. Come to find out the next day, I see a pay stub. He got paid that day.
Why didn't you repay your boyfriend?
He didn't want the money back. He never
Your Honor,
said,
that's, I told him to send it back.
He never said to send him the money back.
Okay, Mr. Hebert, you're a liar. You looked me in the face and you just lied. This is no question in my mind that you are a thief.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
This wig situation, this is not the only incident.
There's more?
There's more.
Tell me.
He loves seafood, right?
Love me some
I know that's
eggs.
The way to his heart.
Crab.
So we were on a date at a local seafood place. He had this thing called a crawfish. Breaks it apart, rips this little tiny piece of meat. It's disgusting.
That's right.
The
mm-hmm.
head is filled with this juice. And mm-hmm. I said, that's, mm-hmm. he said, I will drink it. I was like, I bet you $2,000 you won't drink that.
And everybody sucks head and eats tail.
I did.
That's the way you do it.
He's never had it, so he wouldn't know. But I did.
He did. And
did.
Okay. So did I mean that actually?
No, that was an offhanded bet. I bet you $2,000 you won't eat that.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Well,
that's
Your Honor,
exactly
the way
how I meant
seen
it. No.
The way I seen it, he owed me the $2,000.
No, because he just saw cha-ching, cha-ching, and knew he could push it and try to take advantage of me. So almost to the T, exact same behavior. I wake up the next day, there's a $2,000 transaction from
Get
my bank account.
You are lying to me.
Your Honor.
Get out of here.
You don't have anything to say.
Your Honor, I showed you the proof before. He has a habit of getting into my monies, sending it to himself, and he'll come up with any excuse in the world.
Did you take $2,000 out of his account?
I did, Your Honor. I did. I feel like if you're going to bet something and not keep the bet, why even bet it in the first place?
Your Honor, he's no idiot.
Your Honor,
he knew
drunk
I was kidding.
When he said it. So I feel like when you're drunk, that's when you're the honest.
Oh, drunk.
You know, it's very interesting that you say that. You are saying that he was inebriated when he made the bet. Am I correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your Honor,
so
that's
a
lie.
That means, excuse me, he does not have the capacity to actually enter
when
into
he
a
is
contract. See, when you run your mouth and you don't know the law, you get caught.
Exactly.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay? If he's inebriated, he does not have the ability to actively consent to a contract. You stole the money. And you need to stand in that caughtness because you stole the money.
Your Honor, I got another one for you.
There cannot be more.
He guilt-tripped me into sending him $385 for his rent. I'm broke. I can't, you know, I felt
and
bad
was,
for
I
him.
Was broke.
Yeah.
Rent was due.
So I sent
Mr. Hebert,
I sent the $385. Come to find out the next day, I see his a pay stub. He got paid that day.
He did not see no pay.
It was in the car, Your
Mr.
Honor.
Hebert, help me to understand. Why didn't you repay your boyfriend?
Because he didn't want the money back. He never
Your Honor,
said,
that's, I told him to send it back.
He never said to send him the money back.
Mr. Hebert, are you really honestly looking me in the face and saying...
A liar.
...that you bear no responsibility for these three incidents that your boyfriend has outlined for me?
The two incidents I take responsibility... But the third one, he did not want the money back, so I never sent him it
back. Your Honor,
that's just
simply not
true. If he asked for the money back, I would have sent it back. But you never asked for that money back.
That's why you stole from me.
Excuse me, Mr. Ward, is this the first time you all have had the conversation about the $385 here in the courtroom?
In this depth, yes, it is, Your Honor.
You see, Your Honor?
Okay.
But I did say, okay, so send me back the rent money I sent you. I see your pay stub right here. You got money.
So you confronted him with the pay stub?
I did.
Mr. Hebert, he confronted you with the pay stub?
Yes, he did, Your Honor, but he didn't say send it back, though.
So what did he say after he said, oh, you have the money now?
He just said, good for you. That's the...
Your Honor...
That was the end of it. He never said send it back.
Okay, Mr. Hebert, you're a liar.
He's insulting your intelligence.
Stop, Mr. Ward. No, he's not, because you looked me in the face and you just lied. And you lied about something that was so obvious.
Isn't that perjury?
No, Your Honor, this is the first I'm hearing about paying him back.
This is no question in my mind that you are a thief.
When he's doing drag, he's a different person. He thinks he can just do anything he wants. He was grinding all over a man, getting touched and felt up, kissing him and everything.
In a show?
At a drag show with his makeup on.
He always thinks I'm cheating. I'm there to make a check. I'm there to make some money.
And we both know that you will do almost anything to make that check.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Now, you've made out thief. You said cheater.
He's a cheater. I have submitted evidence to the court today to show that he's a cheater.
But you have to put it in context for me. What am I about to
Your
see?
Honor... When he's doing drag, he's a different person. He thinks he can just do anything he wants. He was grinding all over a man, getting touched and felt up, kissing him and everything.
In a show?
At a drag show with his makeup on.
Oh, but wait, was he performing?
Yes,
he,
Your Honor.
No, Your Honor, no. This was before he was performing. He was not, the show
Show me the evidence that you're talking about.
Look at that.
Your Honor, I have makeup on.
Your Honor... That's obvious.
Bomba.
That's obvious. Ugh.
You know, it's interesting, Mr. Ward. It's clear that there are intimate acts being simulated there, but it's not clear what the intent was. It looks like he is putting together almost a dance
to me.
If I were looking at it, because that was the first thing I thought when I watched the video, because I didn't watch it with the intent that you did. That's the difference. See, I was unbiased when I was watching it. I was simply watching it with my eyes. I wasn't watching it with my heart. I wasn't watching it with my memories of other betrayals. So I came to it with an unbiased opinion. Do you understand the difference, Mr. Hebert?
I do, Your Honor. But he's been to many of my shows, Your Honor, and he always thinks I'm cheating. I'm there to make a check. I'm there to make some money.
And we both know that you will do almost anything to make that check.
Don't let nothing come between him and
I agree. I love money. But he's just very picky about what I do.
Do you have any idea why he is?
No.
I do. Because he doesn't trust you. Because you are a thief.
Your Honor, but I've never given him a chance to not trust me as far as cheating.
No, no, no. Let me explain something to you. Being a thief, being a cheater, being a liar, they're all a part of having...
Your Honor,
a lack of character. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, Your Honor.
When you would steal from somebody, you would cheat from somebody. It doesn't mean you have.
Right, Your Honor.
But the mindset is you have a character that would allow you to do something that's in violation of trust. Mr. Hebert, there's got to be something that you can say to me
that helps me to understand why this man should want to keep you in his life. I understand you think he's inconsiderate.
He is, Your Honor.
So help me to understand what's been happening.
We have a dog that we've gotten together when we got together in our relationship, and he said that if we break up, that he will take my dog. No matter if he bought the dog, it is my dog.
Did he give it to you as a gift?
Your Honor, no. We got it together as a couple.
It was a gift, Your
but
Honor.
But if he takes it, he's going to bring it to the pound.
Well,
he
that's a cruel thing to say.
He doesn't want the dog.
Mr. Ward, that's a cruel thing to say.
And a lying thing to say, Your Honor. I bought the dog for him as a gift.
Then why would you take it back?
Because he doesn't deserve to have a dog.
Your Honor,
he doesn't deserve to have a gift of mine.
He doesn't even like the dog.
He's betrayed me. Why would I reward him?
But you gave it to him as a gift.
I gave the dog to him as a gift, but it was our dog. I have.
You gave the dog to him as a
Your
gift.
Honor, I
That's
paid the
what
vet
I'm saying,
bills,
Your Honor.
The
it's
food,
our dog.
The shots.
We got it together.
But you know what? Here's the thing, Mr. Ward. You set the relationship up to do that.
Your Honor, I don't even think the dog likes him.
Okay, the point is you set the relationship up to pay the bills, to provide the income. That was on you. You are new to an intimate relationship that is an openly gay relationship. You admitted to me when we first started this conversation. But I believe all relationships are the same. I make no differentiation at all. Each couple can define how they want their relationship to go, but it's up to the couple. If you walk in the door and say, these are my expectations, and your partner says, I can't do that, then you know walking in the door that this is not going to happen. But if you set up a system where you're the one that's going to be bringing in the funds and you're going to allow Mr. Hebert to take advantage of you, guess what? That's going to happen again and again and again. And that's what's happened in your relationship. Mr. Hebert, you're a grown man. Stand in your own space. And all this, I want him to be the man or I'm the one that's going to be the woman in a relationship, that is a lazy user's excuse to not take responsibility for themselves.
Your Honor,
I'm sorry. Excuse me. No. No, young man. No. I'm not your mother, but your mother needs to tell you this. Sir, pay your own rent, buy your own car, pay for your own seafood, buy your own wigs, and quit taking advantage of Mr. Ward. And Mr. Ward, get up off the floor and stop being a doormat. Stop complaining about what you have set up in your own situation. Find a man that will love you fully, okay? You are brand new to the world of dating in the open. You've always been who you are, so be who you are. But find somebody that's worthy of who that person is. Don't be with somebody that's gonna use you. And you don't need to be ashamed. If anything, you're a wonderfully smart, talented young man with a career. Don't you know how many young, smart gentlemen out there with careers that would love to be your partner? Handsome man, got his own job, clearly can take care of himself. Don't pick somebody that's going to use you. Pick somebody that wants to be a partner with you.
Your Honor.
And it's not Mr. Hebert.
This was the beginning of the relationship. Nowadays, we're 3 years in. I do take care of myself. I do.
Excellent. So my suggestion is to you, you take the little dog, because it's your dog. You gave it to him.
He will not allow me to take that dog.
Your Honor, I'm taking
If we
the dog.
Break up, Your Honor, he will take that dog to the pound. I promise you.
Your Honor, I never said I would take
have
it
been
to the pound.
Words.
Excuse me, Mr. Hebert, the dog is yours. Mr. Ward, you're not taking the dog, but you do need to take your emotions and find somebody else. Mr. Hebert, go with God. You're gonna need it. And if you steal from somebody else and they tell me, I'm gonna call the cops. For all his foibles, I still didn't think Mr. Hebert was a cheater.
You know what? It really looked like he was just choreographing his act.
And I felt that very strongly. But the interesting part about it is the only reason why I was able to see something right. else is because I had no bias while watching it.
Well, that's why you're the judge.
That is why I'm the judge.
Made in Georgia.